Okay. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud. We're on daf Testament Beis, last line, right? Avodah Zarah. Okay, Hahu Shtaru. We had the Shtar, the Mice with the Shtar. Davik Kasive, it was written in the Shtar that the Shtar was written in the year Shish, it was written whatever the year was, but Shish Shnid Yisayrasa. It was post dated 6 years. Like we were standing, for example, they were really standing in year 500, the minion on the Shtar, you know, counting of what they were counting, and it was really year 506. Rashi says, Shish Shnid Yisayrasa. Shabbat lifnei beis din b'shana shenichta bo. It comes into court the year it was written. Umatzav osheishanim yosim minyanam. It's 6 years in the future the star is dated. Gosh ha'yo omdim shnascha meishmeyos lamachos yavon. It's 500 years to the kingdom of Greece. Ubo ha'yakasu b'shnascha meishmeyos b'sheishanim. It was written in the year 506. That lo v'plonim v'plonim. That, you know, I borrowed money from you. Ustam ha'yakasu. It was written ustam. V'lo yakasu v'shum malchus. It doesn't say it was written, maybe it was written for the who knows, the ABC kingdom, so the year 506. So it's clearly it's post-dated, or six years post-dated. So, Sabra Avon and Kamei, was the year, so Kamei, the Rav Nachman, Lameim, are they supposed to say, Hai Shtarma Uchar Hu, which is Shtarma Uchar, and what's the name of the Shtarma Uchar? Ne Ekav Adamate Zimne Below Tarif. Therefore, basically what they think is Shtarma Uchar would be, that it's post-dated to year 506, so the lender cannot collect from the sold property of the Lova for those 6 years. If the Lova, the property is unencumbered, I guess, for those 6 years. The Lova sells within those 6 years, the Malva can't collect. Rashi says, Me'ucharhu, Malva asa imotova. The Malva did a favor to the Lova. U'machalo shivut karko shal sheishonim. And he was mochal the lien for 6 years. U'machalo shivut karko shal sheishonim. Ve'kol mi sheyikne karko v'tzok sheishonim. Whoever buys the karka during those 6 years, Eino Mafsid is not going to lose out if the Lova doesn't pay back. Sharei Zman Mechira Kodon Zman Trefus Ashtar. Because the Zman Mechira, that he bought the Karka from the Lova predates the time that the Mal was permitted to take payment from the property. So Amar Rav Nachman says, no. Hai Safra Dukna Kasve. This Safra was a real Meduya guy. The 6 years is what? What did we say? We said yesterday that we only started counting the years of the Greeks 6 years after they started. Because they first became kings in one place, and then they came out the whole. So this guy counted those 6 years. And it still counts. We're still counting them up for this kingdom, right? Because he says, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Ramachman Haisaf took the Ksiva, Hanushusnin, this 6 years. The Malko be'Elam. It's when they were count. When they were kings in Elam, right? The Anan lo chashvinu lehu. We don't count those 6 years in our minyan shtaros, but who kachashivle? And he does count it. Ubezimni kasve. And he wrote it in accordance to the right time, right? Tanya of Yosi Omer sheishni Malko be'Elam. Ve'achaka kashna machusa mecholam kulo. For 6 years they were in Elam, and then their malchus went out all the way. So he included those 6 years. Rashi says, Safra dukne kisve. He has his own calculations, but he's not going according to our cheshbon. We started counting 6 years later. He started counting Rashi says from the beginning of their reign. So what does that mean? It's not a star mukhar. And therefore the Malva wasn't mochal anything. And therefore there's good shivud on all the karka from day one of the loan. Right, but she would have been Ksivasahu, Umehayom, Bahala, Yitro, the Inkan Machila, there's no Machila, the fee, Shechamesh Meoshalanu, in Chamesh Meoshesh Lukhtuasu. It's really the proper date. It's doing a different, it's starting with a different point of reference. Rashi later on points out, says, how come, why are we assuming that the guy is a Meduyuk, and not assuming that it's a Star Mukhar? Why assume one over the other? So Rashi says, because, most people aren't Mokhil, they're Shivan. Especially with that period about the time. So you have to assume that, I don't know why you don't assume it's post open. I guess if you have a way of answering up the star, then you do so. Fine. Tosos points out, the Tosos Safra, he says, Mikan yesh lahav shir star, shedilik bo asofer lebriya sa'olam. Right, we nowadays count that we go to a ksuvah, it's lebriya sa'olam. So he says, if the star, I haven't heard that. You heard that? I've never seen that. That's interesting. They can't have been in the store. So those guys are not a problem with the shmita that we're talking about. So they can't live bris olam. And he says that fido dilega alfim the hameos rashi kasher katan prat. Maybe just do the, you know, the small units, not the big units. Then you it's okay. All right. Sharib yameim hayikosel machos yufanim. In those days, he used to write for the account of the machos yufanim. Vasoper dilgu, and he didn't write lim machos yufanim. Dihavi kasher b'shtar behedil machos yufanim. Had it written explicitly in the machos yufanim, what the next question the Gemara is going to ask might have a ka'amar dimly tias b'trayim. The Gemara is going to ask why we say maybe the count. Maybe it's the 506 is based on Yitzias Mitzrayim. But if you wrote Malchus Yavon, there wouldn't be a problem. Also, Yitzias, the Gemara is going to say that the Malchus Yavon took over, they began their raid exactly 1,000 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Shaila is, well, maybe the 506 is Yitzias Mitzrayim. But after the 1,000, you drop that. You don't care. Because we said yesterday also, no one makes a mistake about the big numbers. They're the smaller numbers that they're making the mistake. Right? But people hockey lower immediately, you're not going to see the whole thing, and then the bottom says, "By the time Asa Meisus Kosher Star Bekach Bekach LePrat VeDilek HaAlpayim VeGam Brius Olam." He didn't write the thousands. He didn't write the Brius Olam. It's still Kosher. Bismanz that we go. We say Bekach Chamesh Alafim. We hear a Ksuba the Brius Olam. We don't do that the most of the time. But it'll be Kosher nonetheless. Now the Gemara asks: we just said that the guy is a star. The guy is a dukna, and therefore. You know, he's a dukna, and therefore he's counting 506 from when the Persians or the Greeks started in Elam. The Gemara says, but maskeflei Rav Acha bar Yaakov b'mayi de Malchus Yavon minyanon. Maybe he's not counting according to the minyan of Malchus Yavon. Dilmali Yitzias Mitzrayim minyanon. Maybe he's counting from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim and b'shafka la'alpa kama v'nalka alpa basra, and he's not counting the first 1,000, so he knocks off the 1,000, and he's just counting. He just counted from the start of the second 1,000 years after Seeds of Triam, Bahai Mu'ukharu, and it becomes a Star Mu'ukhar. So how does it work? Simple calculation. How does it work? That you see Seeds of Triam, and that the time when the Greeks took over is exactly 1,000 years after Seeds of Triam. So Rashi explains. Rashi says, Dilma, Bein Anan, Bein HaSafra, Hadim Minyan, Lashin Pei, Shanim, Kodim Churban, Lav Daitin, Amachos Yoban, El Seeds of Triam Minyan. Right? Vashatil Apokama, the Seeds of Triam. He dropped off 1,000. Umatchilon the minyanim mitchilas alpha bashes counted from the 2,000. V'hi shana rishon liyavon. Year 1,001. The Tzitzis Mitzrayim was year 1 for the Greeks when they were in Elam, right? Shapashtam afus mechol olam. That they hold, right? The Tzitzis Mitzrayim ad korban. The Tzitzis Mitzrayim until the destruction of the base of Mikdash. Elef v'shin pei shanim. It's 1,380 years. Okay. Which is tough pay shonim ad binyan bayis rishon, 480 years until the first basement was built. V'tuf yud b'divinyano, 410 that it was existence. Hare tuf tuf tzaydi, so that is 890. V'shivim de golas bavel, 70 if golas bavel. V'tuf chaf the base bayis sheni, and 420 the second base of Mikdash. Hare elef b'shin pei shonim, you have 1,380 years. U'machos yavon nami pashta b'chol olam. We said the Malchus Yavon went to Kol Olam 380 years before the destruction of the second base of Midrash. So Hutchilas Elef Shanim, that is exactly 380 years. It's exactly minus 1,080 minus 380. It's exactly 1,000 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim. The cave of the Daita Yitzias Mitzrayim, and if his das is on Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leka Limit Lehanos Shishanim El Mitzvus Hashibud Vishtar Ma'ukaru. If his whole das is Yitzias Mitzrayim, then he made a mistake for 6 years. And therefore it is a Shtar Ma'ukaru. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman, Begola Eimonim El LaMalcha Yevonim Uvad. In the Golos, they only count from Malchus Yevonim. No one counts from Yitzias Mitzrayim. You can't have that happen. What's happening? What's the Maskana? So who saw? But originally, they thought, Rav Yaakov thought that Rav Nachman was just pushing him off. Right? Who saw? But Dafuya Kamitchei. But Nafak Dafa Ashkaf, but then he went and he actually found the Brisa that answers the same way. Nisanya Begola Eimonim El LaMalcha Yevonim Uvad. In the Golos, they only counted for Malchus Yavanim. So this brings down here in the footnotes the Seder HaKabbalah Raivid, who brings a story that Alexander the Great, came to destroy Yerushalayim, and Shimon HaTzadik came out and asked him not to destroy it, and he agreed to on condition that they would name all the sons after Alexander. That's how Alexander became a Jewish name, and also that also that they start counting minyan shtaros from that day. That story took place in Eretz Yisrael, and we say pagola imodim el amatos yavan. Whatever that. So that's the story there. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says masnisin nami daika. You could actually make a diuk in our Mishnah that the minyan is to count shtaros from alfa yavan and not the yitzias mitzrayim. How does that work? Because, not our Mishnah, from the Mishnayos. So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, gives a list of the different Rosh Hashanos, right? The different Rosh Hashanah of the year. It says, Be'echa b'nisan Rosh Hashanah Malachim. On Aleph Nisan, that's Rosh Hashanah for the kings. Which means, if a king, like you said before, the king takes office on Rosh Chodesh Adar, comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's already 1 year of his kingdom. And if you count the shtaros, and you write a star in Iyar, it's year two to the king. Right? Rosh Hashanah Malachim, Billy Regalim. And also the Regalim. What does it mean for regalim? Regalim means if I made a neder to bring a carbon, I have three regalim to bring it. But three regalim from where? Three regalim from Nisan. So if I make the neder on the day before Shlosh Nisan, I have to the following Pesach. Okay, Pesach. But if I make the neder, let's say on Shavuos before Shavuos, so I have Shavuos Sukkos, then I have the next three and I have to bring it later. So that's the Rosh Chodesh for the regalim. Vamrinan the malach la mayhilvasa. What is the halacha to the malachim? What's the naftimina? He said, "I'm a chizda l'shtaros." We just said l'shtaros. If you start writing shtaros, you have to count to the year of the reign of the king. The king's year one, the new year for the king takes place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Whenever he was inaugurated or appointed or took control, he becomes his year one is at Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Apparently not. We count from B'yisa Olam. They apparently counted from Alfa Zolan. Gemara says, "Bagol emon el malchus vanim belad." And they counted from the Greek from the time they took over. That's the whole premise of the Gemara. They started counting from the Greeks. Okay, but when we write staros, when a Jewish person writes a star, you look at a ksuba. Ksuba is B'yisa Olam. We don't put the. I mean, sometimes they write the. You know, what? Did they write the interstate? Really? I know they write like Prague, not New York. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But the Gemara is assuming that they made the, and that was the Gemara's assumption from yesterday also, is that the counting is done from these times, from the times of the Greeks. Simply because they were the first ones that became, you know, universal conquerors and the story of Alexander. I don't know when it flipped over, though. When did it switch? I don't know. So, the Amar of Chizdo L'Shtaros. That's what's Rosh Chodesh L'Malachim. But then, in the continuation of the Bracha, and of the Mishnah, the Rosh Hashanah says, the Echvad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, that's actually the new year, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim and Rosh Hashanah, Vila Shmitin, and also for Shmita, which means that the working of the Karakla, the Shnash Shmita, because an actual Isidore Raisa on the first day of Tishrei, okay, and it also says, and over there we said in the Gemara on Rosh Hashanah Avchas, they ask Lashon in my Hilchasa, what does Lashon mean? Lamarachiz Lasharos, it means Lasharos. Kasha Staros Adadi. We have one Mishnah that said one part of the Mishnah says that the din for Staros is Aleph Nisan, and one says Aleph Tishrei. So what's the story? So Umishanina, and the answer there, Khan in the ratio, we're talking about counting for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the Malchai Yisrael. That's if you're talking about Jewish kings. Right? Bekan, the Malchai Ote Kachavim. But here in Nisan, it's talking of, when we talk about Tishrei, that's the Malchai Ote Kachavim. Right? The Malchai Ote Kachavim, Tishrei Minyanon. The Malchai Yisrael, Minyan Minyanon. The Goyish kings started counting from Tishrei. Why? I don't know. They would start counting from Tishrei. Maybe we start counting their reign from Tishrei. And for Jewish kings, we would count their reign from Nisan. And they're saying the facts on the ground are that we count at this time. The Gemara is saying we count the kings from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And if you thought that he had in mind Yitzis Mitzrayim, right? If we were counting Yitzis Mitzrayim, we would be counting from Nisan. That's why. That's when Yitzis Mitzrayim took place, right? So it can't be that you say, oh, maybe the Havamina was that maybe he was counting Mitzis Mitzrayim. No one counts Mitzis Mitzrayim. Because we count our years from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. If anyone had a hobby to think that the guy was counting for Yetzias Mitzrayim, somewhere along the line, somebody would be counting from Nisan. I don't know, Rosh Chodesh or from Yudalit. But if no one counts from Nisan, and everyone counts from Tishrei, this guy couldn't, you can never say that this guy was counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim, because he's counting from the wrong months. Okay? That is the answer. Therefore, it's clear that, so what's the Maskana? The Maskana is that the year 506 is 6 years after, it's that those 6 years are the 6 years that the Levanim were in Elam, and this sofer was Diyukna. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Elamonim l'malchus Yevanim, the cave of the Yach malchus Yevanim in Yonav, Ikul l'mitle l'hanav. Once we had the possibility of being, of finding a way to get the star into Malchus Yevanim, Shishnon v'safra Dukna talin on vei. We assume that the safra is a Dukna, the lo talin le mechilus hashibud, and we don't assume that there was a mechila here. She ain't called Adam Osakein. This is not something that people do. That's not something that people do to be Moko 60, unless they say explicitly. You're not going to just do it like that. Okay. That's the end of that. Next, the Mishnah had listed a bunch of days that were considered the pagan holidays. The assumption again here is that we're talking about the Roman pagans. Right? Because those were the holidays that were listed. And they listed the one that Mr. Shabbat was Saturnula, which was a big Saturn holiday. Saturnula. If you go online, check it out. It was a big holiday that was celebrated in the times of the Romans. And calendar, at least I'm not sure if Mara is necessarily referring to those holidays. But if you look at those holidays, they fit the time, and they were very interesting holidays. They led into other holidays. Again, Christians co-opting the pagan rituals. But one of the holidays was Yom Ginusia Shel Malchayim. The Yom Ginusia. What's that? So, my be Yom Ginusia Shel Malchayim. If Mara answers, Amr of Yehuda, Yom Shema Amidin Bo Ode Kachavim Es Malcham. It's the day that the king was inaugurated. It's inauguration day for each king. As long as that king's alive, I guess, his inauguration day was a pagan holiday. He couldn't do business with them 3 days beforehand. But Mara asked, wait a second. It can't be Yom Ginusia, can't be not inauguration day, coronation day. It can't be coronation day, because there's a brace that says Yom Ginusia, Vi Yom Shemo Eden Bo Es Malcham. There's Yom Ginusia, and there's another holiday which is coronation day. So which one? It can't be this. Mara says, no, Lo Kasha, Hadi Day, Hadi Bray. The brace that says Yom Shemo Eden Bo Es Malcham, that's the king himself. And that's the brace. But Yom Ginusia is the day that the king coronated his son to take over after him. The assumption is that they had King Malchus of Ben Achar Ben. We all know with the Romans, that was not the case. They all killed each other, and then they became king. The Gemara says, "Umi Moki Malka Bar Malka." The Gemara asked that question. We know for a fact that in Rome, that's not what they did. They didn't have Malka Bar Malka. Very few of the kings were sons, a lot of them for the royal families, but very few was passed down. Being a Caesar, you were appointed, it was not Ben Achar Ben. So, Bahatani Rav Yosef, didn't Rav Yosef said, Rav Yosef is quoting a pasuk in Ovadia. Right, Ovadia is that deals all with Esau. The pasuk says, Hinei katon is aticha bagoyim, I've given you a small one in the nation. What does that mean? Katon meant, she'ein moshivin melech ben melech. They're very considered small. The fact is that they didn't appoint melech ben melech. I mean, not learning it out from the pasuk. The pasuk is basically explaining the facts. Facts are that they don't appoint melech ben melech. And then the pasuk also continued, it said, bazuya tama ode. They're very, what's the word? Despised, despicable, right? The despised, what does that mean? She'ein lahem, this is fascinating. She'ein lahem loksav, they don't have their own alphabet, they don't have their own alphabet, below lashon, they don't have their own language. They're co-opted from somebody else. So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi's third, it's the third wide line. It doesn't have a Dibur Masya. It just says, kasav lashon shalomayim. He says, "Ksav the lashon shalomayim, the alphabet and the language of the Romans, may umacheres barlehen." They co-opted from somebody else. Could be they took the Roman letters and they took the Latin. Maybe they co-opted from a different language. Then Rashi adds in like a little plug against the Romans. He says, "And achreim tiknu lehen kol sifreim." And other people wrote all their books. Now that's not necessarily true. Cicero and all these types of books, they were written by the Romans. No one wrote the Roman books. What does he mean? What does Rashi mean? Achayim tiknu lehem kol sifreim. So, two things. This Professor Schneer Lyman has a whole mahalik with this Rashi, and he bases it on it's a fast of the ninth of Tevis, and he comes, and maybe the fast of the ninth of Tevis is Simon Apaltoni. Simon Apaltoni was, according to the folklore and Toldos Yeshu, the Jewish chronology of the Jesus story, that he was a Tana who was sort of like implanted into the church at the time, and he created all their tefillahs and all their things in order to make a clear separation between the Jews and, at the time, the Christians. But I found in the Dikduke Sofrim, right? The Dikduke Sofrim, which has all the different girsas, but he quotes a Rashi, he quotes a girsa of Rashi, which has similar, which he pointed out to Professor Lyman, who probably knows it, he has similar concept. He says, the Rashi should be in Yaakov Arishon. He says, Afeim Tikulahem Kol Sifreim, who is that? He says, Afeim Tikulahem Kol Sifrei Teusam, all their, mistaken books, all their books that contain all their errors. He says it's Yochanan Polus. Yochanan Polus sounds like Paul, and Petro sounds like Peter, right? Vehem Yehudim Hayu, and they were Jews, and they made all their books, right? He says Va'asu Lahem Hevel L'Chashvam B'Tnei Atzim. They made these crazy ideas for them that they would be a separate group, V'Lasalkam Al Yisrael, and to get them away from Bnei Israel, below Shekafu, not that these guys themselves were Kofrim, Kilatova and Shal Yisrael Niskavnu, that they did it for the benefit of Yisrael. Ela, Bnei Shirol, Yisrael, but Tsar, but Dochak, something going after Yeshu, but so people, I guess, were following Yeshu, so Asu Atzim Kiluhim Amo Bekadeshus, Betsivo Leim Akol, and if Akol Mephorish, Besipor, Toldos Yeshu. Says that they want to separate the people from right. So that's so it's over here. Professor Lyman basically says that there's a fast in the Shulchan Aruch that they say test Tavis. No one knows what it is. So he says maybe that's the yortzeit of the Simon HaPaltoni. And that's what it is. It was a big panel, it's a big tzaddik. But also in the Hagos Mitzuyim, I was surprised on the daf here quotes that Rashi. It says Sipri Tausan Yochanan Paulus Petro Behem Yehudim Hayu. They wrote their books. So it's like a I don't know. So Rashi seems to be coming here saying that all their religious and all their rules, making it from Saturday to Sunday, all those things were done specifically by Jews in order to separate them from Jewish, so that people will realize that they're separate, not that they're an acceptable group within Judaism, but they're separate from Judaism. They shouldn't be associated with. And he quoted it right here. Hagos Mitzuyim and quotes on the Amid over here in the new, I guess in the new Ozva. I don't know if he has in the article, they use the Ozva Hadar. Does he have a Ghost Mitzuyim? Does he have a Ghost? Interesting. Okay. But now we have, so we say that Rav Yossi says that they didn't do Ben Acharveh. So what's the difference between Yom Genusia and Yom Shem Amid and Boaz Malcolm? So Elamai Yom Genusia, what does Yom Genusia mean? Yom Haleda, it's the king's birthday. When the person was coronated, so we celebrate his coronation day, and they celebrate his birthday. But the Gemara says, "V'hatanya Yom Genusia v'Yom Haleda." We have another verse that says, "Yom Genusia v'Yom Haleda," which means they're two separate holidays. Okay, again, "Hadi Dei Hadibrei." Yom Haleda means the birthday of the king, and Yom Genusia would mean the birthday of the prince, right? The Gemara says, "Wait a second, V'hatanya Yom Genusia Shulo v'Yom Genusia Shobano Yom Haleda Shulo v'Yom Haleda Shobano." Four different days. So what's going on? The Gemara goes back. It's like this. No. Elamai Yom Genusia. What is Yom Genusia like we said originally? It's Yom Shamid Mamidim Bo Malcolm. It's a day that the coronation day. Below Kashi, you said the Brisa said Yom Genusia is different than Yom Shamid Mamidim Bo. Hadi Dei Hadibrei. Once for him, once for the son. But you asked the Lo Malki Malcolm Bar Malcolm. They don't do Ben Achar Ben to be the king. He says no. I guess if they ask the Senate and they convince the Roman Senate to allow it, then they will allow the son. So right. So it could work. So if that happened and the Senate agreed and they all agreed that the son could be the Caesar afterwards, so that day that they agreed would become the holiday also. So you have two. You have Yom Genusia and Yom Shem Amidimbo as Malcolm. Kegon, like what story? Kegon as Virus Bar Atinonius, like Absirus, the son of Antoninus, who was the king of with Caesar of Rome. Now we have stories about him. He was a big friend of Yehuda Nasi. There's a whole machlokus amongst the scholars. Who exactly Antoninus was. Some say it was, there was a Caesar named Antoninus. He's trying to date who it was, but it doesn't necessarily work in what scholars know about him, because here we talk about that he had a son, Absiras, who became king. That Antoninus apparently only had a daughter. That we'll discuss the daughter also. There's a whole thing about trying to figure out who he is. But nevertheless, Rebbe was best friends with one of these Roman Caesars. It's not something, maybe it wasn't Caesar, maybe it was a general in Judea, in Israel. Then the case is he was best friends with him. And what's the story of Absiras bar Antoninus? Amar lei Antoninus and Rebbe. Antoninus said to Rebbe, "Va'ena de yimloch Absiras b'ritach tichotai. I want my son Absiras to be the king, to bring Caesar after me. This is abit habikaliyana. I also want something else. I want Tveria to be a tax-free zone. A lot of Talmidei Chachamim live in Tveria. I like the Talmidei Chachamim. Some say Rebbe even lived there. And I want that to be a tax-free zone. I want to ask for two things from the Senate. But e ameluhu chad abit. If I ask them one, they'll say okay. Shrelo abit. They won't do both things. They won't allow both things. Such a separation of powers in those times, right? So what does Rebbe do? Rebbe hints to them. He says, "Asik daver arkevei achavrei, bring me a person riding on the shoulders of his friend. The yahidle yonel the elei vidideh, and give a dog into the hands of the person on top. But amrle latato, and tell the goat, tell the young goat, the guy in the bottom to say, emor leela, tell the top guy the lemivrach minideh yona, to let the bird go out. So what's that? That's the mashal. So what's the nimshal? So Amar, at Nina's smart guy, he says, ah, this is what he meant. Shma minahach karmel. This is what Rebbe told me to tell me. E ba'i min yonad Absiras brei v'yimlo tafi. At ba'i, ask them that your son Absiras should be the king. Now you got your guy in there. And then ask Absiras to make very a tax-free zone. So emalei Absiras to ta'abitever kalyana. Get your guy on top, and then tell him what to do. So that's what you should do. So Amrle, another story with Antoninus. Amrle, Antoninus says to Rebbe, "Mitzarei li chashuvi ramai." I guess the guys in the Senate are bothering me. The chashuvi ramai are really—they're annoying me. So ma'ale legina. So Rebbe, and this is fascinating. Rebbe takes him to the garden, right? And kol yoma akle pugla mimzarekamei. Every day he would pull out one radish. I think it's a radish. I don't know how he translates it. One radish from the row. So shma mina. So Antoninus says to himself, "Ah, this is what Rebbe says. Shma mina. Hakik Amrle." Don't kill them all in one shot. Kill them one at a time slowly. And it looks okay. Pull them out one at a time, and then they won't be bothering you anymore. I mean, the chief is also from Ben Noah. So how can Antoninus, who's apparently a big lambda, do with chief? How can Rebbe tell him to kill them also? So maybe you say that they're more into Malthus. You can have these answers. So the Tosfos Rosh Mishan says that maybe based on the Tosfos later, it says that. But Mitzar means maybe they were plotting against him. You know, that was definitely, you know, beware of the eyes of March. Maybe it was going to happen to him also. So he got wind of the fact that he was plotting to kill him. So maybe you have the Rodin. Abola Hagricha, Hashkin Mahargo. So you can go ahead and kill him as well. So he wants to do it in a way, a little subterfuge, so they don't get upset at him, so kill him off one by one. Okay, next story. So the Gemara asks, Velema Lema Mema Behedja. Let Rebbe say it explicitly. Why does Rebbe do it in this roundabout hinting way? So Amar, so Rebbe says, Shama. If they hear about what I said, they're going to bother me. She says, "V'leim le belachas." Tell this whisper to him. Mara says, "V'shum dechsev ki opa shemayim yolichas kol." The little birdie is going to go around and tell everybody what happened. You know, you tell someone a secret, doesn't stay a secret. No, only Antoninus can figure it out, or he can deny it. I'm talking gibberish. You know, remember what was that guy, Vinny the Chin, used to walk in with the? It looked like a fool. But it's to try to be his defense. All right. Huh? Yeah, there's a guy who was a mobster, and he pretended to be senile. He would walk into court wearing like a sweatpants and a ripped T-shirt and a robe, and he's not capable of executing these orders. Look at him; he's got Alzheimer's or something like that. That was his defense. He pulled it off. Yeah. Okay. Havalei Ahu. Virata Dishma Gira. Antoninus had a daughter whose name was Gira. And even the Antoninus that they spoke about in the historical books had a daughter. All right? Ka'avla Yisura. She was Mizana. She did something not good. So Shardalei, so Antoninus sends to Rebbe a vegetable whose name was Gar Gira. Right? Which is, it's Gar Gira, which means my daughter was Negrara after sin. Right? That's the hint. Rebbe knew what it meant. So he sent back to him, Hus Barta, according to Rashi, says, okay, kill her. She was a zonah, kill her. So Shardalei, Antoninus sends back, Karti, if I kill her, then I'll have no more children. So this story must have taken place before his son, Absiris, was born, because he wanted Absiris to be the king angel. I don't mean Karta, that number shows up. But Karta, so therefore, so then Rebbe sent back, Shalach Lei Chasa. So he sent back a vegetable named Chasa, which means, okay, fine, have Rachmanis on it. Tosos doesn't like the fact that Rebbe says to kill her right away. So basically, Tosos says that really what Rebbe said back was to have Rachmanis on her. And he misunderstood. Did I say kill her? He said, no. He says the Chasa, so he clearly understands, but he said not to kill her, have Rachmanis on her. I don't know what the moral of the story is over here, like why this is a story, right? Tosos basically says, why would Rebbe be posing? If the luck was to kill her, why would Rebbe say, okay, now they're fine. Now don't kill her. Must be that originally said not to kill her, and Antoninus misunderstood. All right. Kol Yoma, every day, have a shardalei dahava pricha. Every day, Antoninus would send to Rebbe Zahava, which is the dollar and the Zion switch over, so it's gold. Zahava pricha, that's mefura. It's all cut up into pieces. Bim matrasa, right, in these big sacks. Bichiti akumayu. Basically, he would stick the gold pieces underneath and put wheat all on top, and he would send it to Rebbe. Amar lehu. So Antoninus said to his slaves, Amtu chiti l'Rebbe. Go bring this wheat to Rebbe. So Amar le Rebbe. Rebbe says to Antoninus, Lo tzrichna. I don't need it. I'm a rich guy myself. I don't need your gold. So Isle Tuva, I have plenty, right? So Amar, Antoninus says to Rebbe, he goes, no, it's not for you. Lahavi l'man lebasrach, lahavi lebasrai, the asur basrach, the asur minayu nipukalayu. Basically, he said, give us over to your children, because eventually my children are going to really be mishabed your children, and you're going to need all this gold to bribe them to get what you need. So here it is in advance, nice inventing, nice, putting it down to use this to bribe my descendants, because they're going to not be so as nice as I am. Havalei hahi nikrasa. There was this cave, the Hava Aila mi Basil Abes Rebbe, that would go from the house of Antoninus to the house of Rebbe. The whole focus of where they were. So some say that Rebbe was in Tzipori, and Antoninus was in Tveria. So that's where the cave was going back and forth. The thing is also the Antoninus of the Romans, I looked it up, said that he was a very peaceful Caesar. There were no wars fought during his time, and he very rarely traveled outside of Rome, in Italy. So he went to Turkey every now and then, but they don't have records of him actually being in, so I say the two things. He didn't take a different Antoninus, maybe he had a cave from Rome to Eretz Yisrael. Who knows? So, Kol Yom HaLemaisei Trei Ivdi. Every day, Antoninus would go to Rebbe's cave, go to Rebbe's house, and he would bring two servants with him. Chad Katli Abava Devei Rebbe. He didn't want these servants to ever tell anybody he was going to Rebbe. So one he would kill when he got to Rebbe's house, and the other one he would kill when he got back to his house. Okay, so Tosos says, Im Tomar, Balos Shvichos Damim Meshiva Mitzvos. Shvichos Damim from the seven Mitzvos, they know, how is Antoninus killing me? Every day he's killing two guys. Right? Vafilo Yisrael, so even Yisrael's not allowed to kill, you know, Ben Noah. So he says, the Hatanya, right? Shvich Lomar, he says, Tosos says, Shahayayira, he was afraid, Hain Yodiwal Hadavar El Asarim, that these servants would then tell the ministers, Vahayu Gorim Lahargo. And they would kill him, because I guess he's having interaction with the Jews. Maybe that was a kind of capital offense, I guess. So therefore, in Bala Hargatha, Hashkim Lahargo. So since these guys are going to kill him, he should kill them first. So why is he taking them with him? Right? O.J. Shlomar, others said, and maybe Chayabora Harminim Vahamosoros. He would take the traitors and the apostates. The Apagav, the Inminim Bu'umas, the Indian Kabbalah's Kurim Miyadam. Even though there's no such thing as a mean when it comes to taking karbonas from the goyim, le'inya haroda to kill them, they are. He can have them, and therefore maybe they had a din misa to begin with. So the question is, okay, so v'lo hargacha hashkim l'harga. That applies if the guy's coming to kill me, I can kill him. But can I put myself in a situation where by putting myself in a situation, now I put myself in a dangerous situation? So now I can go ahead and kill those guys who are going to kill me. You know. I'm going to walk in to the guy who has guns. I'm going to walk in with a gun drawn. I'm not going to shoot. I'm going to draw them out. They're going to pull out their guns. Oh, now I can shoot them and kill them. The ball of hunger for Hashkim Lahargo. I'm the guy who's coming to kill them. That's not my question. It's a question of Shlomo Kluger in the Avodas Avoda. He says, right? He says, Lefora ain't Raya me ha ball of hargo. The hustle far ball of hargo. In that case, they're coming to kill you. About Khan, even though Yikrolahem Shayavo Imo, he doesn't call them to come with him. Will Yodu Hadavar, they won't know what's going on. Will Yavo Lahargo, and they won't come and kill them. Vim came, he took all the Kakam al Dasha Hargam. Who permitted him to bring them, knowing that he's going to kill them? So Shlomo Kluger says, he compares this to a machlokas brought down by Ran and Shabbos. The case is that you have to make a bris on Shabbos. So you warmed up Machshir Mila, may not be Dofa Shabbos. So you warmed up the water before Shabbos, and now the water spills. Can you do the bris now? At the present moment right now, he's not a sakana. Giving him the bris, he's going to be a sakana. You call him they're not going to warm up on Shabbos. And I put myself into the situation where there will be the sakana. One Gemara says no, one Gemara says yes. So maybe his Tosfos is saying, like the guy who says yes, you're allowed to put yourself in the situation. But I asked him, and the Sefer also says that, still there's no comparison. Can I put myself in the situation? The case in Shabbos, I'm putting myself in the situation of being doing a mitzvah. I'm a chuyah to give a bris milah. He's not a chuyah to go to Rebbe. I don't understand what the comparison is. I don't understand that answer. Okay, anyway, let's try to get to the end of the oven. So, whenever I come to you, I don't want anyone else in the house. Just me and you. One day he comes and he sees that Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama is there. Atanius gets upset. Didn't I tell you that when I come, I don't want anyone else to be here? So Amalei, Rabbi says to Atanius, less Dane Bar Inish. He's not a real man. He's like a model. He's not a real man. He doesn't count. So Amar Lei, so Atanius wants to test it. So Emalei, Lahu Avda, the Gani, above the Khan Velesi. Is you really? Let's see. Go tell my slave who's lying down at the front gate, who I killed, who's lying down at the front gate, tell him to come to me. So what happens? Azel, Rav Chanina Bar Chama, Rav Chanina Bar Chama goes, Ashke the Habikotel. He sees that this servant is dead. So Amar, he says to himself, Hechi Av, what am I supposed to do? E Azel, the Emalei, the Ketil, if I go and I tell people that he's dead, I can't do that. In Meshivan Al Kwali, you're not supposed to be the bearer of bad news. So Ashkebe the Azul, so I just run away. Kamazalzan Ibn Malchusa. I'll be a Zuzal to the king. The king tells me to do something and I just run away. What am I supposed to do? So Boyrach, may he dive in the Leva Achin. He reincarnated, he revived him. The Shadre, and he sent it to Antoninus. So Antoninus says to Rebbe, I see. Yadana Zutta the Isbuchu Mechaya Mesim. Even the small ones amongst you are so great that they can be Mechaya Mesim. Mio, nevertheless, be in the Asne, lo Nishka Kainish Kamei. Nevertheless, no one's wonderful. Don't have anybody in the room when I come. Fine. Every day he would be Mashiach, he would serve Rebbe. Machalei Mashpeh, he would feed him, he would give him the drink. He had a boy, Rebbe, the Mesa Kapuria, where Rebbe would have to climb up onto his bed. Halegokh and Kamepuria, he would bend down. But Amalei and say to Rebbe, Sak Eli Lepura, go on my back and climb onto your bed. Amar, so Rebbe says to him, Laborach Argo is losing Machasa Kulahai. It's not a Dera to be resounds of the mouth like this. He's still the king. I should be doing this, and you shouldn't be doing this. So Amar, Mi Yisimeni Masa Tatek Olam Haba. How about that I should do this in order that I can get Olam Haba? He just wanted to get Olam Haba. So Amar Lei, so Atinus says to Rebbe, Asin Olam Asli, will I get to Olam Haba? So Amar Lei, in yet, you will, you're a good guy. You'll get Olam Haba. So Amar Lei, but Atinus says it can't be. Because in Ovadia it says that Esav is not going to get Olam Haba. And I'm from Esav. I don't know how he knows he's from Esav, because Peir was in Ovadia all the Umos. Maybe he knew for sure that he was from Esav. There'll be no leftovers. Melech HaMashiach is going to destroy every connection to Esav, which is Rome. So everybody says, no, that's the Osef Maisa Esav. That's not you. You do the Maisa. That's only someone who stays in the Maisa of Esav. The Tainam Ha'achim, the Price says, V'lo Yisrael the base Esav, Yochol HaKol, Tamalom the base Esav, Misha Osef Maisa Esav. Those who do Maisa, not necessarily the genealogy of Esav, but those who act like Esav. So Amalei, but Antonina says back, no, there's another Pasuk in Yechezkel that says, V'haksiv what? Haksiv Shama Edom Alchev Achonasiyeha, meaning that even in Gehenim there'll be a place for the kings of Rome, which means that we're all going down to Gehenim. So Amalei maybe Medayik Malcheha Velokam Alchev. It's kings, but not all the kings, excluding you. And it says Chonasiyeha, but it doesn't say Velo Kol Sareha. All the presidents, or I guess all the senators, but not all its servants, which is going to exclude somebody. We're going to see the story in a second. Kaina Mahaki, Machev lo Komachev, Koneshev lo Kosarea, Machev lo Machev excludes what Prat Lantaninus ben Azvirus, who was the king of Rome. Koneshev lo Kosarea is Prat the Ketia Bar Shalom. The next case is the advisor of Ketia Bar Shalom, And what's the case of Kibar Shalom? My, what's his story? The Ha'u Kaseir, the Habis Sadi Lihudi. They had one Caesar who was very anti the Jews. So Amar Lahu, Lachashiv de Malfusa, he says to the Senate, I guess, Misha Olo Nima, someone who has, I guess, a tumor, something on his body, Biraglo, Yikta'en Abiyachir, she cut it off and limb, cut off the dead limb and live, O Yanichian Abiyachir, or just leave it there and let it bother you for the rest of his days. So Amar Lahu, they said to him, Yakta'en Abiyachir, chop it off. So too, we have these Jews, chop them off, get rid of them. So Amar Lahu, Ketir Bar Shalom, Ketir Bar Shalom gets up and says, you can't destroy them. Tezchadah, number one, Dolo Yachat Lahu Lufu, you'll never be able to destroy all of them. It's pointless. If they're considered a tumor, you'll never even get rid of all of them. It's not going to happen. Except because the pasuk says by Zechariah, "Ki ka'abaruchos shemayim pirashdi esrem." They're spread out like the abaruchos. Doesn't mean that they're necessarily. You could probably get it. It just means that they're so spread out, you're not going to be able to find all of them, right? And maybe how's that work with mine? Keep its goliath. Woman never comes there to swell. That woman doesn't apply anymore. He says, "Ki ka'abaruchos shemayim pirashdi esrem," and therefore you're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to get them, right? Morris interjects and says, "My ka'amar, what does it mean?" Abaruchos. If it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu was mefarshes them into the Abaruchos, so hi ke Abaruchos, le Abaruchos by the way. It says ke Abaruchos, not to Abaruchos, but like the Abaruchos. So what does it mean? Ella kashem she ishar la olam lo ruchos, just like the world can't exist without the winds. Kach ishar la olam lo Yisrael. So to Yisrael, the world can't exist without Yisrael. You can't destroy all of the Jews. So the ode karulach mafusa katia. They'll call you as the murderous king, right? You're missing something. You're missing the whole set of servants. So don't kill them. So Amalei, the Caesar says back to him, name a separate armor. You know what? You're right. I won't do it. Me, nevertheless, call the Zachi Shadulim Laponi Lachalila. Whoever defeats the king in a debate, they have to send him into this dark place where they guess he gets killed. I think it's like a narrow room that they would fill with dirt, and they would suffocate in there. So when they were taking him, so this matron said to him, woe is to you that you're going through to the next row without paying the tax. I mean, you don't have a bris milah, you're an oro. So nafal arishon da'osir katayin. If somehow he gave himself a bris milah, I don't know how it works. Bris milah for a goy is not good. Goy is not supposed to give a bris milah. I don't know how it works. Amar yahavis mitzvei chalpis va'avris. I hear the tax, I can go through. And when they went to throw him into the pit, Amar, he says, "Kol nechsai leRabbi Kiva Kaveru. I hereby bequeath all my nechasim to Rabbi Kiva and to his friends." Yotzer Rabbi Kiva Dorish. Rabbi Kiva was Dorish. V'haisul Aron Levanov, meaning Mechsel Aron Mechsel Levanov. When it came to the Mechsel upon him, it says Aron Levanov, half goes to Kohen Gadol, half goes to the other Kohanim. So Rabbi Kiva and to his friends, half goes to me, half goes to everybody else. Mechsel Aron Mechsel Levanov. Yotzer Vaskel Amar. Vaskel comes down and says, Peter Bar Shalom is Zumlachai of Amulam Haba. He gets Olam Haba. Bachar Rebbe Ba'amar Yish Kone Olamah B'Kshah Achas. Yish Kone Olamah was Kamishanim. Some people it takes them a year to get to a whole life to get Olam Haba. Some people takes it a day. Fine, we'll stop here. Have a good day.